Business News.
Brought to you by
Pulse FM.
You know, Business News. Parliament of Uganda has passed a series of tax bills aimed at raising 1.8 trillion Uganda shillings to finance the 2026-2027 national budget, with a significant focus on fuel levies and other consumer goods. The government projects total domestic revenue collections of 44.5 trillion through tax measures and administrative reforms. Central to the debate was the decision to include fuel levy by 200 Uganda shillings, pushing existing rates of 1,500 higher. The move followed a heated parliamentary session with several legislators warning that the increment could worsen the cost of living, especially amid ongoing global geopolitical tensions that continue to destabilize fuel prices. Defending the proposal, the State Minister for Finance and General Duties, Henry Musasi, said any reduction in levy would significantly affect projected revenues. He noted that the government expects to raise approximately 450 billion from fuel levy alone, cautioning that scaling back the tax would create a shortfall in budget financing. However, some members of parliament argue that domestic tax policy should not be influenced by external geopolitical uncertainties, insisting that Uganda must maintain its fiscal targets regardless of global conditions. Beyond fuel, parliament also approved a 200 shillings levy on cooking oil, cooking fat, and sugar. Plastic products will now attract 1,000 levy, with exemptions granted to plastics used in pharmaceutical industries. In the construction sector, members of parliament approved a 750 tax on cement and related products, lower than the initially proposed 1,000. Meanwhile, a proposed registration tax of 500,000 on border border motorcycles sparked concern among members of parliament, many of whom argued that the levy would disproportionately affect riders, a large number of whom rely on the sector for employment.